on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 11th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How are you doing, Maggie?
Hi, Taryn. Hi, everybody. I'm fine. This was maybe the worst day of feeds I've ever had the displeasure of reporting on. But, you know, it's good news, Taryn. You're not going to have to do this for much longer because Paloma's got it. She's checkmated. She's got the whole season mapped out. She's guaranteed top three, going to make history. Like, you're done. You can take a break this summer. It's really exciting.
She's basically just written the script for all of my updates.
Yeah, like that's what she's currently working on in the house because she has so much extra energy. She's like, you know what? I'm just going to write out day by day exactly how it's all going to go. Everything's going to work out perfectly for me because I got it wrapped up. Everything's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she was doing when she was reading the rule book, actually, is that she was trying to figure out, am I allowed to just speak directly to Taryn to tell him what to say on the updates? You know, luckily, yeah, she is allowed.
And luckily you signed that release form. So she's good to go. You are on her okay list to talk about. I mean, at least we have this to talk about today, you know, like I'm like, okay, there's at least something fun to talk about. That's not, you know, these house guests just bashing all over Taylor. Like literally my notes are 90% Taylor bashing, 10% just whatever Paloma's is up to.
Yeah. I actually structured this day a little bit differently than I normally do, just because it is littered with Taylor bashing. So I put it all in one chunk. So we'll just do all of the Taylor stuff. Yeah,
I'm
right
really
up top.
Thrilled about that. Actually, that makes me feel so much better because as I was going through, I stayed up pretty late last night to watch, which usually when I do the updates, I go to bed at a decent hour and then wake up really early and watch sort of throughout the evening. But last night I was like, you know, I'm up, like the new Stranger Things season is out. I'll watch that and then alternate and pause if something exciting comes on. And every time I paused before I finished the Stranger Things season at 1:30 in the morning, the only thing people were talking about was Taylor. And I was like, you know, jealousy is real. Everybody knows it. We'll get to the section. I have some things I want to read. You know, we'll get there. But I was like, this is so boring. Like, are you bored yet, everybody? Anyway.
It is. It was. There's definitely, you know, a decent amount to talk about, of course. But it was probably the slowest day strategically in the house. It's almost like, you know, everyone built up to a fervor on day four about Taylor and now they're just all kind of like basking in their own glory of having discovered that she's a terrible person in their eyes.
It's giving just like mob mentality. I mean, you and Kirsten really talked like so much about it yesterday, and I thought a really great way. I think that if you haven't been on Twitter and you haven't checked out the tweets from Xavier, Tiffany, Hannah Chata, Kylan tweeted something this morning, and I actually wanted to read Azza's tweet, if that's okay with you, because I feel like Azza is the person who clearly understands what Taylor's going through on a level that most of us don't. So I just wanted to read out loud what Azza tweeted because she's always so brilliant and well-spoken. And I just think it's important for people to hear. She said, I made a cognizant effort to dial back in the house for these exact reasons. Dark-skinned women always have this in the back of our heads. CBS teaches about racial microaggressions, but a section on colorism would be beneficial. Taylor's light will shine outside of this house. And I think that the point that Azza is bringing up is the colorism aspect of what Taylor is experiencing, because a lot of people in Oz's replies to her tweet are like, but like Jasmine and Monty are saying all of this. And Oz is like, yes. And that's why colorism is important. So if you have the time, I definitely think you should take the time to educate yourself on what exactly Oz is talking about in terms of the colorism that Taylor is experiencing. There were definitely some comments made yesterday, specifically from Daniel, just about like how the second Taylor walked in, I knew, like I noticed and I knew that she was going to be bad news. And I think Tiffany was the one who was like, yep, this tells you everything you need to know. Because I think that it's something that is, you know, over the course of last season, the cookout was such a monumental moment for Big Brother. And I think that colorism is something that hasn't really been discussed that much on the show thus far and in the analysis and discussion of the show. So I wanted to thank Azza for bringing that to light. I wanted to use this platform to encourage other people to listen to what she's saying and look into it. And yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people, you know, why are we continuing to talk about this? First of all, they're talking about it, in the house. It is what is happening. Like if you like the show, if you like the strategy, if you like the social dynamics, this is a part of all of those things. And if you enjoy like thinking about why people are acting a certain way, like what's happening in the game, who's doing well, what kind of things people are doing, and then you decide, well, this specific thing I'm going to completely turn a blind eye to and ignore, then I think you should try to examine why you feel that way. In addition, I continue to see this notion of like, well, if everyone feels this way about Taylor, she must be doing something. Or specifically pointing out, like, did you see the way she played pool with those guys though? Or she wasn't talking to the women at all. She isolated herself. First of all, no, she didn't. But I think in particular, something I want to address when it comes to here, day five, which is of course the day that we're talking about, updating you on everything that happened. It's not everyone. There are a lot of people in the house who are like, yeah, she didn't do anything to me. In fact, I think she's kind of cool, but like everybody else says it, so it must be true. There are people in the house who feel that same way. That's how it works. There are a few people who are perpetuating the idea, which then adds the confirmation bias for some other people. But then there are then others who are just like, well, if everyone is saying it, it must be true. And so they contribute to it as well. So if you are one of those people, you are one of those contributors. You are one of the people saying that it is her. So that's what I have to say about that. Anyway, the day continues.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah. Good morning. Are we having fun yet? You know,
if you didn't notice, the day continues where the previous day left off. A lot more talk about Taylor and how bad she is and all of the things that she's done. And in particular, this conversation gets a little more meta, because Daniel starts to worry about the fact that he's nominating Taylor, which is the second black person he's about to nominate, which means he's going to end the week with two black people on the block. He is saying these things outright. In addition to that, something else that we'll get into is that Paloma in particular is talking a lot about how Terrence should be the next target, and that would be two black people in a row. Amira is making like some jokes about it, like, uh-oh, am I going to be next? And then she actually ends up feeling bad because she's like, I don't want Daniel to feel bad because he feels bad. Daniel starts to worry that he's going to look racist. And he talks to Monty about it, who says, don't worry, you're fine. Like, I'm here. I'm telling you it's okay. Monty talks to Terrence about it afterward. He says to Terrence, I will go down swinging, defending him because he's doing the right thing, because Taylor is the one who is, you know, giving us a bad name right now, sort of like, you know, essentially like, this is the right thing to be doing. And Daniel, I think, feels most supported and reassured by Monty's support as a black man.
Yeah, that's just, yes, true. I like Daniel, all he has to say, like, truly, he's in charge. All he has to say is, hey, I don't want to put two black people on the block week one. And everybody will be like, okay, because who's going to argue with him with that logic except, you know. So, like, and I think a lot of people, obviously, everybody's aware that they're on TV because Daniel spent all last night crying about a move that he apparently doesn't want to do, has full power to not do, would definitely be able to pivot away from, hasn't even done yet. Like, it's just such weak sauce to me. Like, you are whining about a situation that you are completely in control of. And you're like, there's no sympathy from me because it's week one. There's so many options. I think that he just, he's just, it's weak. It's very weak. That's all I have to say.
He's literally like, I don't want to look racist. What am I going to do? Literally anything else.
Just anything else. It's so easy. Anything else.
So, this continues through the day. He has conversations with a lot of different people. He ends up in tears later in the day, just talking about it. And this is when Amir's like, oh, that's my fault. I made a joke. I shouldn't have made that joke. And everyone's, again, reassuring him. Monty's reassuring him. Nicole is reassuring him. I wouldn't be aligned with you if I thought you were racist. And Paloma is reassuring him. It's not racist. It's not racist. Paloma goes off on her own thing, talking a lot about, like, look, America is going to just need to get over the fact that we're targeting two black people because it's not racist. She says that in her goodbye message, she wants to say to Taylor, or just in general, just like, hey, well, it doesn't matter if you're white, black, or an alien. You suck. You're talking behind my back. You got to go. But also she understands that saying you're colorblind is a bad thing and that's not what she's saying.
It's just, God, it's really, really bad. But that was the stuff that I was like, this is like how it's just really, really difficult. And I mean, if you've made it 12 minutes into this update and you're still watching, but this is very hard for you, like, take care of yourself, take a break, see you at the end of the week, see you next season. This type of stuff is just really, really, really tough to listen to and hear. It's just really disappointing. And, you know, I think that it like goes to show that what you were talking about earlier when you were like, people are like, oh, stop talking about it. Okay. But we always talk about how the old person is targeted first. We always talk about how the one queer person is usually put up on the block pretty early. Like Daniel this week has nominated the older guy, the one gay guy in the house, and now he's going to replace him with Taylor, who's a black woman, which is just like, if you're looking at all of the seasons of Big Brother, that is what happens. Like, that is the pattern. So of course we're going to talk about it, because even if we took all of these people's names out of this and just had descriptions of them based on all of the history of Big Brother, we could probably be like, this might be what happens, you know? And so I think that if people are like, how can we not talk about this? This is what Big Brother is about. It's about confirmation bias. It's about snap judgments. It's about how people can rise above that and gain power. But yes, I think that, sorry, I went on a tangent. But just to finish with that, the nominations this week have been just classic week one Big Brother. And I think that that's really sad that it's classic, you know, but it just is the truth.
Yeah. it makes you uncomfortable. Get over yourself.
Yeah. I mean, what show are you watching?
Yeah. This is like, watch a different show because this is what's happening and it's the conversations they're having. So in addition to this, Daniel, really wants to explain, he wants people to explain in their goodbye messages, that it's not racist, basically.
Okay, yeah. It's just, well, also this is incredibly cowardly. So Daniel is like, okay, well, I'm trying to do the house's dirty work. I'm going to do something good for the house. But also, the house doesn't want me to say the reason that I'm putting her up because nobody wants, you know, all of this to be out there. The reason is that Taylor lied to Monty, lied, but also told the truth. There's literally video evidence. Taryn reported it yesterday. Paloma told Taylor that she wanted to go after the big guys. So Taylor passed that on to Monty. And Monty went back to Paloma with it. And Paloma was like, she's lying. She's lying. She's lying. Nobody has spoken to Taylor about this. Nobody's given Taylor a chance to defend herself. She has no idea this is the reasoning. They want Daniel to commit to the fact that nobody is ever going to tell her that this is the reasoning until the goodbye messages. So Daniel is like begging people essentially in the goodbye messages to explain, you know, why. Again, like you are in the biggest position of power and you're begging people who do not have a vote, who you can't nominate but can go home on eviction night to say something in their goodbye messages. Like, what's not clicking here? You are in the position of power in the house. But he's talking to Nicole about it. And Nicole is like, okay, you're already doing this big favor for everybody. Why are you keeping this secret for them? And he's like, whoa. And she's like, just say it. Just say it. Like, they can't have their cake and eat it too. Which, if you are ever saying in Big Brother about people who you're not even working in an alliance with that they can't have their cake and eat it too when you are in power, superfan where? I don't understand. Doesn't he listen to this podcast? I can't understand.
At the very least, he listened to the Kevin interview. But yes, I think one of the things I've learned about the quote unquote super fans, is that I don't think any of them are live feeders. At least it's difficult because they're usually downplaying, their knowledge, but, I'm pretty sure none of them have actually like been live feeders at all. It's like even the most super fanny of super fans on this season are like show only. I do think that has helped contribute a little bit to the situation to some degree. So he wants people to explain their goodbye messages. Now, there is a little bit of this is what I wanted to talk about in regard to it's not necessarily everyone, in particular Alyssa, who obviously as Paloma's like close ally, is like, you know, definitely associated with what Paloma is doing. If like, I sort of noticed as she's talked about this, basically ever since Taylor opened up on day three about, you know, how it takes her a little while to like open up to people and she's had trouble in the past and she's had past experiences, with situations where she doesn't bond with people. And Alyssa afterward said like, oh, I feel like we may have misjudged Taylor. And then Jasmine and Amira and them were like, no, that doesn't justify the way that she's been treating us. And Alyssa kind of went quiet. Now she's starting to hear some of the things that are being said. She's not really been in on it, but she's starting to hear it. And she actually has conversations with a few different people about this. She says to Indy, like, I'm really feeling bad for Taylor. She says like basically after, you know, after she talked about, how she's slow to warm up sometimes, she feels like that's just what's happening. She feels really bad. And she doesn't think that she's being treated very fairly. And Indy agrees. But she does say like, well, the thing is like, if what's being said about her is true, that just confirms that initial impression though. And she's like, oh yeah. Alyssa also talks to Nicole about it. She says, I think Taylor's actually super sweet. I think people are really misjudging her. And Nicole says, yeah, I mean, I've been really close to her. but she's got to go because the whole house doesn't like her and she's a big threat. So, you know, whatever. Alyssa also talks to Amira about it. She says, now that she has heard for the first time that people are missing, that people are judging Taylor for the finale dress situation. Mm-hmm. She says, that's like, I don't understand why people are mad at that. I feel like they're misinterpreting it. I don't think that that's what Taylor was trying to do at all. I like we were all encouraging her. She was just like trying on her dresses. Like we all have like dresses that we like plan out for the season. Like, I don't understand why people are upset about that. And Amira agrees that that is, that's that particular thing is dumb. Yeah, we definitely are seeing Alyssa trying to be like, I don't think this is fair. I don't think this is right. I think Taylor's actually super sweet. Even though people are mostly agreeing with her in the conversation, it's not really making much of a dent.
Mm-hmm. And there's several other people who are talking this way throughout the day. Michael, Brittany say the same sort of thing. But Alyssa definitely, I noticed that too yesterday. She feels bad, I think. And she's sort of like trying to walk back. The issue is not enough people are like sitting down and just openly talking about it. Because I think if Taylor had the chance, if Taylor knew what was going on and had the chance to defend herself, I do think that there could be a change of heart from a lot of people about her. Because it's based on a lie. Like a huge part of the reason that she's getting put up is based on a lie. But yeah, it's just really sad that even though a lot of people are feeling this way, nobody is willing to stick their neck out for her.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel and Nicole also talk about how like they actually were pretty chill with Taylor. Nicole talks about how Taylor's one of the people that she felt closest to. But if the whole house dislikes her, then why, what's the point of working with her when Nicole can work with Amira instead? You know, hopefully the whole house isn't like tricking them about her or anything, but that's just the situation they're in. And then later in the night, Nicole and Terrence are like, they were talking with Taylor and they were like going in from the backyard. And they were like, oh, should we bring people's shoes in? And she was like, oh, they can find them. Taylor walks in and Nicole's just like, ah, see, that's her attitude that's going to get her kicked out of this house. And Terrence is like, that's what I'm talking about.
I rewatched that clip 3 times because I was like, I can't be seeing the same thing. Like, I can't, what are they? She said like 4 words and in passing as she was walking inside. It's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, I hope that Taylor, I hope that Taylor is able to heal from this experience, because I think that if I left the house and saw that people were saying things like this about me, it would be really, really difficult.
Mm. We also see that Joseph, when he talks to Daniel, Daniel is telling Joseph, so in your goodbye messages, because that's like the one place that, you know, because I'm not going to be able to explain my reasoning like on the shows, but you can explain the reasoning on the show for me in the goodbye messages. So would you do that for me, Joseph? And Joseph is just like, no, like, I don't have that reasoning. Joseph's like, I don't have any problem with Taylor. Like, she's actually been nice to me. Like the only reason I'm like anti-Taylor is I trust Monty. He sits down and basically explains to Daniel, he's like, look, and I don't think you're at fault either. Like, basically, because I'm just relying on what everyone else is saying about Taylor, because I haven't seen any of it. If Monty is lying about Taylor, that's on Monty. That's not our fault. That's Monty's fault. And I do trust Monty. This is how it happens. Like, there are a couple of information sources. And then again, it kind of slightly branches out with confirmation bias. And then everyone else is just like, well, I trust these people. They must be right. That's sort of his take on the situation. It's like, look, everyone else is saying it. So that's on them if it's wrong.
Yeah, for sure. That's on them.
Yeah.
You know, like it's tough, but moving on.
Yes. We also see Michael try to speak up a little bit about the treatment of Taylor. He says that he just wants to make sure that they're not, you know, doing that thing that people do in Big Brother where they like isolate somebody and unfairly attack them and stuff. But he's not really met with any sort of acceptance with that idea. And so instead he ends up making a joke that he's like, hey, I'm going to call her Miss Congeniality in my goodbye message. And that lands really well. And Jasmine loves it and stuff like that. He later in the night tells Brittany, like, I made a joke. I did not mean it. It's a fake joke. I'm just trying to fit in because everybody else is anti-Taylor. So I'm just trying to also look like that. So Michael is doing this.
Yeah, it's giving very like middle school vibes when you get to sit at the popular table and they're all being mean. So then you're mean. And then they're like, yeah, good one. Like I was watching Stranger Things and that's a huge part of the season 4 arc is that like one of the characters wants to be cool with the basketball players who are all mean. And I was like, what's happening here? They're supposed to be 14 in this show.
Yeah.
But, and I think that just goes to show like, how the mob mentality can be so toxic. And we've talked about this before on the seasons where I often feel like the main strategic force of the season is able to really set the tone for the house and the way the house guests treat each other and the way that the game is being played. Like, I don't think that it's any coincidence at all that our last winner, Kevin, during Big Brother Canada 10, like the house was so chaotic. You know, it was just so chaotic all the time because he is a chaotic player. And this house, the main strategic player at the moment is Paloma, who we're going to talk about. Well, maybe soon. talk about. And I think that there's a direct line between the way Paloma speaks about other people and is treating other people and is talking even about herself and the way that the environment of the house is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so the final couple things here about Taylor is I thought this was just ridiculous. Daniel, I believe this is when he was talking to Joseph, starts talking about, he's like, you know, in addition to all of this, right? Like, the thing that really gets me is it was such a terrible move. Like, why would Taylor lie about Paloma? Everyone loves Paloma. But second, Paloma can't even be nominated. Why would she try to like put this on Paloma when Paloma can't even go up on the block? It makes no sense. It's such a bad move. Why would anybody do that? Because she didn't lie. It's easy. It's an easy answer.
Well, and also, I wrote in very big letters at the top of my notes, like, now that Daniel has decided who his replacement nominee is and has planted his flag in that and, you know, is done with all of his HOH duties for the week. He's done with power, no power left. Now is the best time for him to start to try to make some type of alliance. Once all his power is gone, once he's done being in charge, once he's done wielding power and being able to do things for people or settle something in, now is the time for him to really dig in and make an alliance. And he and Nicole were talking to Amira earlier in the evening. And he was like, well, we got to start talking to people. Otherwise, things will have already formed and we won't be in them. And Amira was like, wow, really? You think so? As Amira, like, literally is aligned with the entire house. I just think that, Daniel is, first HOH week has been a choice, if you know what I'm saying. Just yes. Many choices were made.
So amidst all of this, Taylor is not feeling great. She's definitely noticing that, you know, people like, you know, she'll be talking to people and they'll just kind of leave. Like, people just don't seem very interested in talking to her, even when she's trying to talk to them. She's always finds herself alone. And she's always having to like try and talk to people, but it's just not landing. She's a little bit worried that she might go up on the block. She expresses that worry to a few people, but nobody is letting her in on the fact that she is in trouble and, will go on the block. So she does not have any confirmation, that it's going to happen. She's just a little bit worried. And that's basically, where things stand with Taylor.
And Paloma, you know, Taylor said this to Paloma. So then Paloma ran around the house and told every single person who would listen, like, we can't leave her alone. She knows. Don't leave her alone anywhere. It's like, she's about to know tomorrow. They're going to put her up. Like, what?
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's happening with Taylor. And it's really like the majority of the day and the majority of the conversations. But there is some other things that are happening as well, including what's going on with Paloma. But we'll save that for last. So Nicole is going to pitch an alliance, as you just mentioned, Maggie, that Nicole and Daniel are really starting to try to branch out now, in particular with Amira. And I remember Nicole said, I would rather work with Amira than Taylor because nobody likes Taylor, which, first of all, like. It's, you don't need to work with people that are liked in the house.
Have you ever heard of a shield? Has anyone ever heard of a shield? What?
It doesn't mean anything. Like, it maybe in real life, if you don't want to be judged because you're hanging out with the loser, like that might matter to you. But you can be judged all you want in the Big Brother house. Like, it's a game. It has gamified that whole situation. So now that loser has value. But okay. She would rather work with Amira. She pitches an alliance with Amira. She mentions Paloma, Alyssa, even Turner and Pooch, because remember, Turner and Pooch are in an alliance with Daniel. So Amira pitches it to Alyssa, like, hey, basically, what if it's like us three and Daniel and Nicole? They're like, how are the three of us involved in every single alliance? Like, this is ridiculous. This one's on Amira to a degree, but it's Paloma. Paloma is so all over the place. And you know, when we get to the end of the day and we talk about Paloma, I really want to hammer this point home that this is the value of being an active player, that like what we often see is that like the most out there, like, you know, wild theory kinds of players are often the most active players, and they still see a ton of success before their wild out there ideas come back to get them, which should go to show you that if you are not as out there talking about, you know, mind powers and active, like, that's a recipe for massive success. They agree that the alliance would not be the priority, that the priority is Mamba, then girls minus Indy, because about Indy at this point. And then it would be this thing with Daniel and Nicole potentially. So that's kind of what they're thinking in regard to this alliance.
Mamba, you know, the alliance that Amira didn't even remember Michael was in. That one, well, that's their top priority.
To be fair, Pooch was supposed to be in it first.
But it's like, these are the strategists of the season? This person who doesn't even know what the main alliance is? Oh, good God.
Yes.
Buckle up, the plan, Taryn.
Yes, the plan for Mamba is that they will go to the final six with Mamba or close to it. And then with Michael, they'll outnumber the guys and they'll take out the guys, because that has historically worked really well. bringing two huge physical threats to the final six and then being able to easily take them out.
For sure. That sounds exactly like what's happened every single season for the last however many seasons.
Yeah. Now, Mamba is strengthening. These bonds are getting tighter in some ways, and then in some ways, we'll talk about it. Mamba now knows about Oasis, and this is mostly because Monty is telling them about it. He tells Paloma about it in a conversation that we'll get to very soon. And so Oasis being the guys alliance, the guys are like all working together, in this loose group, with Pooch and Turner. And, they are probably gonna have to change the name Mamba. It's looking like, that's not going to be allowed after all. So we're going to have to, why'd you take so long to say that, Big Brother? Cause we've been calling it Mamba for a while. And now so this is going to, there's a whole new Freaks and Geeks situation. It's very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, we'll just have to see what they come up with.
Yeah.
Maybe once they figure out who's in the alliance, they'll have a solid name.
Yeah. We also, got
I do hate
whoops
what? I mean
that's a Freudian slip a little bit.
I mean whoa.
We got Indy talking this we got Indy talking with Joseph. I thought this was a funny conversation because Indy was talking with Joseph and she said look, the fact is, the reality is, you know, we're playing this game. I'm actually a guy's girl.
What?
No. All this time, the call was coming from inside the girls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that you've had. Well, the irony is not lost on me that this alliance called the Girls was formed over the hatred of another girl in the house, which is for sure the way to prove that you are a girl is to, you know, just immediately ostracize and insult one of the other girls in the house to the rest of the girls. I think that... Yeah, Indy, maybe she just sees what's up. And she's like, there's too much girling over there. I gotta get me with the guys, you know?
Yeah. Joseph ends up giving her tons of advice, which was a strange conversation. But anyway, I just thought it was funny. She said she was a guy's girl. it's time. Welcome to Paloma's chess game.
Dun, dun, dun. This is fun, guys. We're about to have some fun here. Get ready.
So if you thought Paloma was just running around talking about how America needs to not call people racist, you would be wrong because Paloma has got X-ray vision. Nah, she's just kidding. But sometimes a little bit. She's going to have a conversation with Monty. She is already...
Somebody in the chat said Paloma's Gambit.
Well, yes, it is Paloma's Gambit because she literally said that she was the character from the Queen's Gambit show. And she visualizes a chessboard on the ceiling every night to map out her Big Brother moves.
I mean, she is very quickly making it onto my dream delusional cast. She's securing a spot. We're 5 days in and she's already made the alternate list. So I can't. We'll see how it plays out so far.
Yes. She wants to implement the cookout strategy of having everyone's got buddies. She says to Monty that, we need to, what we need to do is divide the players, from into rational players and emotional players. She said, Turner and Pooch, they're emotional. Nicole and Daniel, they're emotional. Mamba, we're rational. And you know how I knew? My intuition. She says,
An emotional feeling is how she knew.
She goes on. She's like really just, and Monty's just kind of like, yeah, definitely. I agree. Yes. And she's like, and I believe in God. Do you believe in God? He's like, yes. He's like, because he guides my way. Not to push that on you or anything, but just, I'm just saying that like, I do believe that like God is telling us what to do. And he's like, yeah, that's great. I need to check on my slop. I'm just worried that it's going to burn. I just don't want my slop to burn. I'm eating slop and it's cooking right now on the stove. I don't want it to burn. And she's like, that's great. What I'm saying though, is that Terrence needs to go next. Okay. And so what I'm thinking is that the next move on the chessboard, right? Is that, we're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the six of us, in my book of chess moves, is that,
like, and Monty, guys, the thing is,
like, glancing to Terrence, the door, like, my slop.
And Terrence not even talking as fast as Paloma was talking. She was, like, on time, like, 1.3 speed or whatever what Taryn was saying. Like, it's crazy that she, sorry, I shouldn't use that term. It's, like, wild what she's able to get out of her mouth in a very, very short amount of time.
Yeah, she keeps using this term. She keeps saying that and Terrence, he's a good nugget. He's a good nugget to use to get out next week. He's a good nugget that you won't get blood on your hands. I don't know where that came from.
Are you a good nugget, Taryn? Would you consider yourself to be a good nugget?
I mean, I've been known to appreciate a good nugget. I know Puya likes the nuggets, but, you know, I don't know. She says, yes, Rob in the chat says, tell Pooch ya. So this is when Monty tells Paloma about, Oasis, and he's, telling like, well, yeah, we can't trust Pooch, Turner and Pooch. You know, they're trying to get these guys together. So she's like, oh, thank you so much for telling me that. Oh man, I just know everything in this game. I can basically just like tell you everything is going to happen. No, let me tell me. I've unlocked the key to this game. All right. Everyone tells me everything. I can tell people what they're going to say before they even say it. That's why I'm so confident. I have like no anxiety anymore. Like, I can tell you exactly what happens at the end. I'm already at checkmate, right? Checkmate. And that's me winning the money. And then I invest in all of your businesses. Right? Because I love you guys so much. And like, I wouldn't want to take the money and just run, you know, like I wouldn't want to do that to us. Like we've all worked so hard. Like I'm not going to just take that $750,000 and just like leave and not give you guys anything. Like obviously I'm not going to do that. So I really told Kyle this, like, I'm, you know, you and Alyssa, you know, you guys love like fitness. And so like, I just want you to like, you know, have your fitness. And you know, I just feel like we're all just all so amazing. And I literally found a way to hack the game. Okay. It's we're all just going to work together, and then I'm going to take the money and I'm going to invest in you, right? Like, and like it's because you're not allowed to split the money. You're not allowed to split the money, but I'm not splitting the money, right? I'm investing the money. It's like philanthropy, right? And so that's what I'm going to do. And then I'm just like, I'll just write some checks, and then boom, it's invest in the money. That's it. And it only took me 5 days to do this, right? Like, boom, easy. And now I just feel like that's what we got.
I have to say, the most disappointing part of this whole interaction is that she said it to Monty, who didn't immediately look up at the camera with his mouth agape and go, what the fuck? Like, could you imagine if she had done that to, like, Davon? The diary room session that we would have gotten. Like, this is Paloma's messiah for the newbies, okay? Like, her checkmate, I'm going to invest in all of you and your businesses. This is giving messiah for the newbies. If Paloma keeps doing this, I can't wait to watch the rest of her 2-week run in the house. Like, I am obsessed. Give it to us while you're still here, Paloma. Because this is just, like, the wildest energy. To say that you already know, wow, with that knowledge, I already know I'm going to win. Checkmate. I know everything. I've got the whole thing figured out. And I'm going to use the money to invest in your business? Like, what? Matt Lagori tweeted this morning and was like, this is not a fake BB Updates. Like, this is real?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Monty's response is, yeah, so the slop, though. Can I just... She's like, oh, yeah, just fine. You can go to the slop. So just, yeah, go to the slop. Okay, okay. And after he leaves, she's like, okay, good. Solid work here.
Okay. You got him.
Nailed it.
Got him. No, honestly, I'm so sad that we're not going to get a good Monty DR about this. Like, couldn't she have spoken to Michael about this, or Brittany, or somebody who we know is going to be in the DR and be like, huh? Because what a moment. I don't know. Well, one, it's just completely against the rules to say that you're going to give money to the other contestants.
Yes. And so she actually went and was reading the rule book thoroughly, because I believe the timeline of this is that after this conversation, she's called into the diary room. I believe they tell her, stop that. That's not allowed. You can't do that. And her response to them telling her that was to go straight to the rule book and look. I'm not about to get sued. No. I'm looking through this rule book. I'm going to figure out what it is. And whatever she found in that rule book, which was something akin to, well, they never said that a dog can't compete in a basketball game. Air Bud, wasn't in the rule book that you can't invest in their business. So she's going to continue. And she goes and she talks to Monty. And again, and Michael is there. And I think Amira was there. And she's like, I was telling Monty this earlier, but I have found a way to hack the game. Production's pissed at me, but I read the rule book and it's not in the rule book. I know how to do this. And Michael's like, let me just stop you there. If you're about to say split the money, that is definitely not in the rule. She's like, no, I'm not about to say split the money. I'm about to say something else because I've figured it out. And he's like, whatever you are trying to say, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think you should stop talking. She's like, no. I read the rule book. I know what I'm talking about. Okay, Michael, just let me say it. He's like, look, they can change the rules at any time. You can't just let me talk. I figured it out. Okay. I can invest in your businesses. Ha. I said it.
Rob in the chat is saying it would be really hard to police her investing in the businesses. Sure. But they can certainly police her saying it in the house. Like, you say that again, you get a nomination, you know, like they certainly can figure out how to make her not say it in the house.
She's like, that's what I'll do. And also I'll just invest in your businesses. And then Monty now with some other people, instead of just being solo, finally says, Paloma, you know, everything you're saying is being recorded, right? And then the feed's cut away from it.
Oh my God. And I know, and this is the Paloma of it all. I know that then she spent the rest of the time, like when the feeds kept being like, oh my God, did I just get in trouble? Oh my God, Big Brother is probably like, oh my God, I'm going to get sued. Like, I'm totally suing me. Oh my God. And so then everybody, like, this is the Paloma thing that she does, where she says this stuff that's like, what? And then she's a small girl. She's super, like, she's able to really, she's really good at doing this thing that I don't really have another word for it other than, like, shrinking herself, like, being sort of self-deprecating and being like, oh my God, I'm crazy. Like, this is so wild. This is, you know, whatever. And then everybody, it really endears people to her. That's why over the past 5 days, everyone's been like, I love Paloma, because she's able to really make people feel comfortable by putting herself down in like a humorous way. You know, it's like, she's like, we're laughing together about something I did, you know? And so I know, I just can see her afterwards being like, oh my God, Did I just really say that? That's so crazy of me. That's totally Paloma of me to say that.
Yes. Like after she said she had X-ray vision, she said like, oh my God, I'm literally so psychotic.
Okay. Right. That's her thing. That's what she likes to do. And I also think that that's why the mean girl stuff, she's getting away with it so much, because that's a classic mean girl move, is you say something really mean about someone and then you're like, oh yeah, but like, you know, I guess they're not that bad. Like, she's so sweet. Like, it's just that one thing that I noticed. And then you start piling on and piling on and piling on. And then each time you draw back a little bit more. And that's how she's able to get away with it in the house so far. And that's why everybody's like, Paloma's just a kid. Like, why would Taylor lie about her like that? But in fact, she's been perpetuating all of this stuff.
Yeah. So Monty does have a conversation with Amira about like, you talk to Paloma lately? Is she okay?
No. She's definitely not okay.
Basically, like the first real conversation that is like questioning, like, Paloma might be a little out there. Like, I'm not sure about Paloma.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to sit through that whole conversation and not have a thought like that, I would be like, what's going on with Monty? Is Monty also thinking he's a messiah for the newbies? Like, what's happening here? But yeah, I mean, like I said, I think for the whole 2 weeks that she's in the house, it's going to be a fun old ride, because you can't hide. Like, this type of energy, like you said, does serve players really, really well at the beginning of the game. Like, think of the players that people have been comparing her to online. People like Raven. Before the whole friendship bracelet thing, Raven was involved in all the structures of the house. Caitlin, you know, was like very integral. She started Faute. You know, Faute was the name of her alliance. This is very, like, this type of player burns very brightly and then fizzles out, you know, depending on if there's a better player in the house who feels like they can use them, you know, moving forward. But this house is looking a little barren. So, yeah, I think Chappelle in the chat just asked me who my faves are. Next question. I don't know. But later, next time I'm on, I'll tell you maybe a little more, because right now, no one. Anyways.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, so I just want to like circle back to my point of like this is like this, what we just talked about. This is the person that is running the house right now. Mm-hmm. This is the person. That's how easy it is. All you need to do is just put your foot on the gas. You could literally be spouting off about having X-ray vision, having already checkmated the game. She says straight to Monty, like, I plan on winning zero HOHs. I don't need to win any HOHs. That's how you win the game, is no blood on your hands. And then when Monty talks to Amira, he's like, she's like, yeah, Paloma really wants to win the next HOH, because she told Amira she wanted to win every HOH. And Monty's like, that's weird, because she just told me she plans on winning zero HOHs. Like, so many mistakes. But all she needs to do is just have her foot on the gas. That's all you need to do. Just foot on the gas. And you will be a successful player. It is actually not that hard.
Someone in the chat said, Paloma is all gas, no brakes. And yeah, those are the players I like to see. That's who I want in my house.
Oh, boy. All right. So that's basically the day. Was there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
You know, I feel like we covered most of it, most of what I needed to see and needed to talk about. I think that the biggest thing is that Daniel is just like really giving the classic what not to do with your week one HOH. And honestly, I could see like a situation where Taylor goes up on the block, Taylor's able to defend herself, Taylor finds out the truth, she's able to defend herself, there starts to be a turn in the tide of who people want to vote out. I mean, maybe I'm, this is wishful thinking, because Taylor does seem like really like one foot out the door the way that everybody's talking about her. But the way that Daniel has mishandled this week, this is absolutely setting up a Big Brother 2, like, you know, let's defy the HOH here, because Daniel has not established any power structure for himself. He's gotten loose deals, which is, I mean, if somebody on day six in Big Brother is giving you a loose deal and you're not in power, you're like, okay, well, I'm not in the big alliance, you know, but he is in power and they're still giving him a loose deal. So yeah, that's, yeah.
Yes. And the plan, by the way, again, Terrence is next. Indy is on the board. And Monty has actually, been looking at Turner and Pooch. That's sort of like the current thought process. But again, the veto ceremony likely going to take place at some point today. And once we see Taylor probably go up on the block, we'll see what kind of change that makes in the situation. Will Taylor be able to actually speak with people about why she's in this position, or will they continue to stonewall her? If she is able to have conversations with people, will they start to question the whole situation? We'll have to wait and see on all of that. But for now, that is where we are.
Yeah. I also, just going back to earlier when Chappelle asked me who my favorite is, my favorite player in the season is always the person who's the best game player. I want to watch, like, my favorite seasons are the seasons where there's a really strong game player who we're trying to watch navigate the house. That's why I loved last season so much. Tiffany just was everything to me. She gave me everything I wanted last season. And I mean, I think that it's unfair in day six to be able to be like, there's no one like that. But I'm not even confident what people like Brittany or Michael would do if they, well, I do think Michael would, you know, would turn some heads if he was HOH. But like, I'm not sure yet who is going to really change the tide of the house or defy the main structure yet. So I'm not sure yet who I'm rooting for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like we said, Paloma is the person running the house right now. Mm-hmm. If we don't expect that will continue given her checkmatedness, who fills that void is a decent question. I definitely think that Monty is still positioned really well. Although I don't know, yeah. I do question the quick sort of like throwing of Pooch, a Turner and Pooch. But I think it can work if it plays well. The question then would be like, if Paloma does implode, does Monty go down with her in some way? There's a lot to be determined here. Of course, we talk about it a lot, but the next HOH is definitely huge. We're gonna have to wait and see now what happens with the Taylor situation and, I think that's about it. So I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. We'll also be live tomorrow night with the first roundtable of the season to rate these players. So that should be interesting. Of course, on Wednesday, we'll have our next episode. I'll be live on Twitch watching the episode, twitch.tv/Darren Armstrong. And then we'll be live after the episode to recap what goes down on Wednesday. We'll see what kind of edit they give for this whole veto situation, this period of time. We'll see what comes of that. And you can, of course, find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Check out the Among Us YouTube videos I've been putting out. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll be here doing the updates this summer. I'm on Instagram at @MLMorgan_. I'm not on Twitter. I'm here. I'll be here. Let's chat. Thank you for joining us today. I know this was a tough day. Hopefully we were able to make it a little fun for you guys. And it was great to talk to you, Taren. First update of the season. For honestly, I came in here being like, this is going to be rough to get through this one. And I actually had a good time. So yes.
I'm glad, you know, we're all here to have a good time.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. And I will see all of you next time.